Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the SC&H Group podcast series. The upcoming AICPA Forensic and Valuation Services Conference is the premier forum that brings together influential forensic and business valuation experts for thoughtful and insightful perspectives from the two disciplines. Today we're speaking with Nathan DiNatelli, who is a principal with SC&H Group's Business Valuation and Litigation Support Services practice, about this upcoming event. And Nathan, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. Well, thank you so much for joining us and always appreciate your time. And let's start from a high level. Tell us what this event is all about and what to expect. Would love to hear more about it.
Absolutely. This year's conference is going to be spectacular and really has something for everyone, from those new to forensics and valuation to those much more experienced. The new track design is something we believe will really appeal across all spectrum. New tracks would include hands-on, cutting-edge, industry, and litigation. The conference has really done a huge turnaround from last year to try and attract the younger generation as well as the older generation. The conference begins this Sunday, November 9th through Tuesday, November 11th at the Hyatt Regency in New Orleans.
That's excellent. Yeah, I know you've been involved in a lot of the planning for the event and have seen some videos and some messaging about attracting younger people into the industry, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second, but anything else to add in terms of like the hot topics that will be top of mind at the event?
Well, man, I think you hit on, you know, one of the hot topics that we're actually really focusing on this year. The most exciting change to the conference is the addition of the valuation hands-on track. The track will offer 9 sessions that will follow a live case study. The case study will follow an actual valuation from beginning to end, including not only the valuation methodologies, but also the financial analysis, comparison to industry, reconciliation, and even report writing. We've paired up speakers, so there are 2 instructors per session, and believe this will be an excellent way of actually getting different perspectives and interaction with the audience. Some of the sessions will include live polling questions as well, so the audience can actually be much more interactive than in years past. This is essentially a live crash course in valuation with some of the nation's top experts. Also new to the conference is the industry track. We've had feedback in the past regarding lack of industry-specific content and have addressed that concern this year. We now offer a full track of industry-specific sessions involving many popular industries that will offer practitioners a deeper dive into certain industries that may have been of interest. Some examples are restaurants, financial institutions, oil and gas, healthcare, and higher education. We think some of these sessions actually will provide a further insight as to provide a broad overview of that subject.
That's excellent. You know, I guess the general question is, who should be attending this event? And that's interesting how you're breaking out into different verticals like that. But who are the key people that should attend?
Well, I think historically these conferences have always been thought of as a higher level, that, you know, the partners or more experienced groups should be the only ones attending these conferences, and that's really not what they're about. This conference is really for everyone. New this year is the Next Generation Program, which focuses on the professionals with less than 5 years of valuation or forensic experience. The program includes complimentary access to an intensive pre-conference workshop with a focus on professional development skills, such as building credibility, fostering relationships, case management, and communications. And it's a great opportunity for those professionals to really branch out and network with others in their profession. You know, everybody gets a start somewhere, and it's important to get out and recognize peers within the industry and know who you can contact for various information.
Interesting. That's great. And you certainly covered off on the topic of the next generation or appealing to the next generation. So I guess our next question is, will you be speaking at the conference? And tell us a little bit more about SC&H Group's role in the event.
Sure. Well, I'm proud to actually be part of the planning this year of the conference. It's been a fabulous experience to actually help plan a conference of this size. I think we're expecting over 1,200 participants. have over 70 various speakers, and it was really fun to be a part of it. I'm actually presenting two sessions in the hands-on track this year. I'm co-presenting with Jason McMorrin on effective management interviews and also presenting on a panel discussion, which will wrap up our hands-on track, essentially asking the various participants and instructors that put together our hands-on, you know, why did they consider this over that, what assumptions were put into it, what happens if we change the assumptions, and really trying to just moderate through the audience to get as many questions as possible.
That's excellent. And Nathan, where can people get more information about this event?
Well, the best place to go would be AICPA.org and click on the FBS conference link. There you'll be able to watch some of the videos that were referenced earlier in our broadcast, as well as various agendas and conference brochures.
Perfect. That's great. What an excellent way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive interview with Nathan DiNatelli, who is a principal of SC&H Group's Business Valuation and Litigate Support Services practice, who was kind enough to share some insights on the upcoming AICPA Forensic and Valuation Services Conference taking place on November 9th through the 11th in New Orleans. And Nathan, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Sure thing. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.